Oh, thank today the hearts are becoming stony, filled with the world, indifferent, church members, lukewarm, like that rich young ruler, and don't know that the great Holy Spirit standing, knocking at the door in this latest sin age. He that will hear my voice, the word, will open his heart. I'll come into him and will sup with him. The Spirit speaking through this brother a few minutes ago said, I'll take that stony heart out of you and give you a heart of flesh. Tender towards God. Look how it's become now. Just a intellectual emotion. See? Not a tender heart full of love and sweetness towards Christ. Don't you want that kind of a heart? How you go to face Christ with an intellectual conception of Him? You've got to accept eternal life. Wash it. The preparation is made through the blood. And that thou bid. What did He do? Shed His blood, and now bidding you come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come. I come. Let's each Christian just raise our hands quietly now and pray. Oh God, please, Lord, catch this day that we're living. Oh, it's so hard, Father. Satan has just done so much to the people. Their hearts have become stony. Your Spirit speaks right out. Your Word comes forward, vindicates. But the old-fashioned, born-again experience, it's become into a denominational, intellectual conception. A lot of music, a lot of shouting, a lot of carrying on. But really, that heart of flesh, that Spirit, that eternal life, certainly become foreign to the church. God, it breaks my own heart, me a sinner, saved by Your grace. It makes me feel so bad, Father, to see the church that You died for, the church that You're trying to redeem. I think of the vision You just give about that church of the United States and of other countries. What a horrible-looking rock and roll striptease it was. But somewhere along, I seen coming forth another one. Blessed. I pray, Father, that if any of those here tonight is ordained to life or would like to accept it, that this will be the hour they'll do it. Grant it, Lord. Break up the stony heart now, the old heart of the world. And they want peace. They want something that satisfies, something that gives assurance. May they accept the leadership of Christ tonight to lead them to a peace that passes all understanding, a joy that's unspeakable and full of glory. Even something that death itself cannot harm. Grant it, Father. Now with our hands up, I wonder if how many in the building now would just say, I'm going to stand now. I don't care who's sitting by you. It's God talking to you. And you really want to be a real Christian. See, anything unless that's an impersonation. Well, I'd just rather go on out and be in the world. I believe you would too. Now just examine yourself by the Word, by the message. Examine what a real Christian should be, rugged, loving, not one of this modern Christianity. Why, it's soft, flexible, half-dead, rotten, innerbred. It's not the real Christianity. Live any kind of a way and belong to church. Don't you want that sweet fellowship with Christ, the Holy Spirit, that the conformity of your own heart to the Word move right up into Christ? If you want that and would desire God to see your stand tonight right in this group of people, if you'll just do it. You say, will that mean anything, Brother Branham? Oh, yes. Sure it does. If you're ashamed of me before man, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and the holy angels. But he that will confess me and stand for me in this land, I'll stand for him in that land. I'll confess him before my Father. Now, no matter who you are, woman, man, boy, girl, whoever you are, Christian or not Christian, minister, deacon, whatever you are, if you'll just believe with your whole heart for just a moment and do this much tonight, just to let God know that you're sincere. God, I'm a Pentecostal, you say. I'm this or whatever you are. I profess to dance in the Spirit, but Brother Branham, I thought as long as we had that, we had it. You haven't. If you believe me to be God's prophet, you listen to my words. See? That's a deception in this day. Didn't the Bible say it'd be so close to deceive the elected if possible? The elected down to the soul. But if you dance in the Spirit, still with the things of the world, there's something wrong. If you speak with tongues, Paul said, I can speak with tongues of men and angels and still not even be saved. Mm-hmm. Both times. See? I can do all the emotions. I can have faith. I can preach the gospel. I can give all my goods to feed the poor. I can carry the word in the mission fields across the world. I still am nothing. See? It's that inside of the inside, brother. That's, your spirit breaks up when you die. It takes its flight, but your soul lives. See? Now, look at yourself. Really, are you a genuine Bible Christian, full of love of God? You remember the Bible said in the last days when this time takes place, he said a marking angel went through the churches, went through the cities, and sealed only those who sighed and cried for the abomination that was done in the city. Is that right? Ezekiel 9, we know that's true. The marking angel went forth and put a mark on their head, forehead, sealed them. Then that sighed and cried. After that come the slaughtering angels from the four corners of the earth, which is coming right away. We see it coming. War is moving right in. It'll kill the whole earth off. And there was nothing that they couldn't touch but them that had the mark. Now, pick out. Is your heart so concerned about the sinners and the way that the church and the people are doing till you can sigh and cry about it day and night? If not so, I'm wondering, that's the scripture, would you just stand and say, Dear God, I'm not standing because Brother Branham said so, but I heard his word say that, and I'm going to do this. To you, Lord, I stand. I'm in need, Lord. Will you supply my need tonight here at this place? I stand. God bless you. God bless you. I'm in need. I want you to have mercy upon me. God bless you. I want to be the kind of a Christian that... Now remember, the person that's standing by you is the same thing you are. I want you just to reach over and take a hold of their hand and say, Brother, sister, pray for me now. I want you to pray for me. I just say it with all Christian sincerity. Pray for me. I want to be right with God. You pray for me. I'm going to pray that God will give you the opportunity. I know that we can't stay here much longer. You see that. We're at the end time. All that believe that say amen. There's nothing left. Everything is gone. The churches is headed to the ecumenical council. The world. Look here. Do you know what the Lord says about Los Angeles and these places here? She's gone. You remember what I told you about 2 years ago? How that earthquake would come in Canada, up here in Alaska? I also tell you that Hollywood and Los Angeles is sliding into the ocean. California, you're doomed. Not only California, but you world, you're doomed. Church, unless you get right with God, you're doomed. Thus saith the Holy Spirit. Have you ever heard me use that name unless it come to pass? Ask you. You've known me 20 years. Did I ever tell you anything in the name of the Lord but what come to pass? If everything I've ever told you would happen, happen, say amen. Amen. I tell you, now's the hour. You better be getting right, all of us. Now, let's each one pray for the other. Dear God, as we stand here tonight, a dying people, our faces are turned towards the earth, the dust. You have given us this cutting sermon, Lord. We see the example of two men. One of them, being a religious man, went to church, but rejected the leadership to eternal life. And the other rejected the worldly fame and turned to eternal life. And we see both of their conditions tonight. According to the Bible, the rich man is in torment and Moses is in glory. Father, we want to be like Moses. We want to be led by your Holy Son, Jesus Christ, to eternal life. Give it to our hearts tonight, Lord. Tear out the old stony heart. Place into us the new heart. the heart of flesh, the heart that you can talk to and deal with, and we will not be haughty or different. May the Holy Spirit never leave, Lord. May it come and ordain this people. Speak to them. Tear up their stony wills and put in the will of God. Save every one, Father. Give us of Thy love. Get us to a place, Lord, that we'll get away from all the emotional part to the real solid part of the feeling, the heartfelt part, the deepness of the Spirit, the riches of God, the kingdom of the Spirit in our hearts. Grant it, O great leader, great Holy Spirit, before you take your flight into the skies with your church. O God, let me go, Lord. Don't leave me behind, Jesus. Let me go with you, Father. I don't want to stay here on this earth to watch these tribulations coming on. I don't want to stay here in this insanity. I don't want to stand here on hideous sights of people losing their mind. We look at man trying to act like beast and look like beast. And the women trying to look like animals with the paints on their face, knowing that these things are predicted to happen. That the thing will, they'll go so insane till locusts will raise up with hair like women to haunt the women and teeth like lions and things that you've said. The mental condition of the people will be completely gone. We see it in the making right now, Lord. Help us, restore us to the same mind of Christ Jesus our Lord. Oh, great leader of eternal life, we accept your promise tonight, Father. I plead for this people. I plead for every one of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I pray that Christ the Son of God will come into the hearts of every one of us, Lord, and mold us and make us into new creatures in Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord God. We love you and we want our dispositions, our change to come into us, that we can be your children. Feel of your Spirit moving in our hearts, Lord, tendering us and bring us to realization of this insane age that we're living in. Grant it, God. When we see young women so caught up in the web of the devil, young man, perverted minds, children, dope addicts, cigarette smoking, drinking, immoral, Satan's Eden. God had taken you 6,000 years, according to the Bible, to build an Eden. And you put your son and his wife in there, his bride, to rule over it. And Satan come around and perverted it. He's got 6,000 years and he's built his own intellectual Eden through science and education and so-called intelligence. And he's built it into a mess of death. Oh, God, take us back to Eden again, Lord, where there's no death, where there's no sorrow. Grant it, Lord, we stand humbly waiting for the second Adam to come for his bride. Make us part of him, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Do you love God? Can you feel? Do you realize what I'm trying to tell you? If you can understand, just raise your hands and say, I understand what you're trying to say. Can you see the insanity of this age? Look, it's gone. There's no even reasons among the people no more. It's gone. Where is our even leaders? Look at our president. If they want communism, let them have it. Whatever the people wants, let them have it. Where is our Patrick Henrys, our George Washingtons? Where is our leaders that can stand for a principle? We haven't got them no more. Where's our churches, our ministers, or take the people in just on probation, or come in, join the church and do this, or have a little sensation or something? Where is those men of God, those prophets that stand out and dare to defy all the things of the world? Where is those men of integrity? Where are they at? They so softened through intellectual conceptions and things till they're not here no more. Oh, God, have mercy upon us. These hideous sights that's coming up on the earth, you can see how the people's moving right into it. It's an insanity. But when that thing strikes, the church will be gone. God, let us be there. That's my prayer. To the great supernatural being that's in this building tonight, the great Christ that still has eternal life, I pray thee, Christ, as I hear with my eyes open looking at the church that you redeemed with your blood, God, don't let a one of us be lost. We want to be right with you. So cleanse us, O Lord, from all of our iniquities. Take away our sins and things. We've seen you heal our sick, even raise our dead. Come back to life through prayer. And we've seen all these things happen, Father. Now bring us back to life spiritually. Bring us back in the realization of eternal life through Christ Jesus. Grant this, Father. I commit it all to you in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Till we meet. Soften us up.